1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. Seriously, well done by Matt Corrale, because it threw me all the way off. He read that red. English is hard sometimes. He read that read, and I was like, I thought we were going to have to bail him out because he was asking a question. He actually sounded like he got fed up. He's like, what are you waiting for? And I was like, I don't know. What am I waiting for?
he just quits on the spot. I'm waiting for that day, by the way. I'm waiting for the day just some update anchor just fumbles and bumbles their way through, and then halfway, it's just like, I'm done. Just walks out the door, never comes back.
If it wasn't me when I was a terrible update anchor, it won't happen.
You had too much ambition attached to yourself. You knew that there were better things on the horizon for yourself. I'm talking about like just a beaten down update anchor that just just does it for a little bit and then is like, oh yeah, okay, all right.
Is there a name you're thinking of? Because it feels like there's a name specifically you're thinking
of. I'm getting very descriptive as if there is. I've no name in mind.
Yeah, that's a nice way to handle that. Yeah. In case we missed it,
we both know I would say the name if I had one in mind.
Would you? Unless they're currently on the staff.
It would have to be someone on the staff. That's what we're talking about, right?
The safe bet would be like somebody who used to work here. The first name I thought of is somebody that I don't think I should say. This is great radio. In case we missed it, coming up in about 40 minutes, let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
The Chaplunge is still causing fights around the NFL. Miami head coach Mario Cristobal took a shot at draft guru Mel Kiper, saying he talked to a million people about the Miami quarterback and number one pick Cam Ward, but that Kiper wasn't one of them. Kiper then quote tweeted the Brett McMurphy tweet regurgitating the
Cristobal. Kiper's on Twitter? I had no idea.
It's a little too much. The Cristobal quote, while saying he had Ward ranked higher than any other draft analyst, he also commented he didn't talk to Deion Sanders about Shador either. Is this fight as dumb as it sounds when I read it off?
What does Mel Kiper's hairspray have to say about the fight? It's pretty dumb. Why you don't have to be talking to Cristobal, to Deion, any of their head coaches to be a draft analyst? How many coaches do you think Dane Brugler talks to when it's all said and done?
I just think, I think Mario Cristobal has every right to be a little sensitive about how little ESPN's broadcast talked about Cam Ward. You know, the number one pick in the draft?
He was also the number one pick, though. Like, once it's picked, I'm with you in that he got absolutely high-roaded when it came to coverage. But, like, once you're picked, you're picked. Then they talk about it, and then we keep this thing moving. It's the people that aren't picked that always generate the most interest.
If Shador was
taken 7th overall, they wouldn't have been talking about Shador in the 5th round. It wouldn't have been day 2 conversations about Shador Sanders if he was taken even 9th to the Saints. That conversation would have existed, and then it would have gone away.
I think one of the biggest frustrations about draft coverage is they keep talking about the first round, even when you're in the 5th round. I just don't get Mel Kiper, man. Like, just don't care. You're Mel Kiper. You've had a great career. Maybe you got 5 years left.
I love that he cares this much.
Maybe your hair's got 6 months left. Who knows? But the point is, like,
in a world of people just cashing paychecks and not caring about their reputation, I love that Kiper is doubling down.
Yeah, but it's not equal. He doesn't care about everything equally. He just cares about people being critical of his lust for Shador Sanders, which was weird at the time and remains weird now.
Listen, the directive all day had to have been discuss Shador as often as possible. In his mind, he was just doing a job well done, I would imagine. He knows where the intrigue was. It was around Shador. I thought I had one more on that. Oh, you know what I do? Let's go. Let's stay with, if we're in the Sanders camp, let's stay with it. Netflix has announced that Deion is getting his own Netflix show that's going to debut next season. Now, they did not say.
Is it called Primetime?
I don't know. I don't know if they announced a name or not. They might have. If they did, Primetime seems like pretty on the money.
Yeah.
Seems like
almost too on the nose.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Yeah. But
time for Prime.
I wanted more info. Like, is this going to be like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians version of the Deion Sanders household?
Haven't they done stuff like this before? Like, I remember, like, right after Deion got divorced, there's like a really emotional clip of him talking about Shador as like a, he's like a young man, like maybe 10 or 11, struggling with the divorce.
Yeah, well, so Dion did one with Barstool a couple years ago. That was, it was fully funded by Portnoy and the company, and then they just followed him around with cameras for a very extensive amount of time. Mm. And he still had cameras over the previous couple years, but I don't know where any of that footage went.
I don't think anybody does. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it. And it's, I think because Shador is on it, is going to make me want to watch it even more. Now, if Shador stinks this upcoming season, that answer might change.
Will Boog be on it? I want to know, like, what are the principal characters here? Who are the, is this an ensemble?
I mean, anyone outside of Dion, really, little Dion Jr., Shiloh.
Little Dion?
I didn't know what else. I was thinking of the commercial. Man. I was thinking of the commercial, the little Dion commercial.
Or maybe we're talking about a different little Dion.
That one, too. That one actually has been the main star for 40 years.
That guy really runs the show.
What do you think we're going to do? Are we just going to go to Colorado practices? Are we going to go to...
You're just going to watch him bully a bunch of Colorado reporters?
Is that all this is? It's like, step right up. You're now yelled at.
So, like, half the episode is him just belligerently talking smack. Oh, like, no.
It can't be Dion just, like, going to the grocery store. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, because he doesn't go to the grocery store.
I know. That's why I don't know what to expect. Well, keeping up with the Kardashians. Ooh. The Kardashians go to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, sure they do. That's not
for
staged.
For the show, they do.
Yeah,
that's why Dion
exactly.
could totally do it for the show as well.
What about Dion dating?
Oh.
Can you imagine? I'd watch that.
Like, speed dating, though.
Yes.
I don't need like him going on a date with an Insta model.
I want
25
like 90-day fiance.
No, I want one after the other.
That meets love on the spectrum.
And then
I
Mel
want
Kiper,
somewhere on there.
Mel Kiper style. He breaks them down after each one that he says no to.
Yeah. So Mel Kiper would do that. It would just be, man, I thought Dion had a great date here. I don't know what that girl was thinking.
And then he gets hung up on like the third Insta model and is just like, I can't believe he just passed her.
90-day fiance.
Nicely done.
I do not hate that, Mac Robinson. That might be the best thing you've ever done.
That was good.
Now, power down for the rest of the show.
Yeah, don't try to go for another one.
Then you get drunk on your own success.
Yeah.
And then we John Denver that thing. So
you can hit like one 350-yard homer, and then you're striking out the rest of the day. Just know it. Law of averages.
Yeah. And we're just talking about just things on air, not for
98 Deontay was really good.
Yeah. The NBA lottery lit up the world this week. ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeting out on the heels of that the NFL lottery would do the same. Schefter since gone on various outlets, talked about it. Mike Greenberg has talked about it. If Schefter is saying this, does it mean you think power brokers within the NFL really want to see this?
I don't know why they want to go down this road. I know why the NBA wants to do it. I understand what their thinking is. I don't know. I don't know that it makes the most sense for the NFL, but I do love the idea that it's just not a race to the fewest amount of wins, and we figure something else out.
I think the NFL still thinks tanking is a bigger issue than it really was. I think it's part of the Week 18 conundrum we talked about earlier. Listen, here's the other thing that why they would do it. The NFL thinks whatever any league does, well, we can do that, but we can do it better.
I believe that they have that thought process as well. You know, in thinking about teams that didn't perform very well last year, I think the AFC in particular is in a weird spot, and so this goes over to all the NFL, and that we have so many teams with impressive win-loss records because we just have really good quarterbacks, and the teams that have their quarterbacks are just so much better than the teams that aren't, mm-hmm. and it's just made it very obvious the teams that can compete and the teams that can't compete. I mean, how many 5-win or fewer teams did we have last year?
Listen,
6? Legitimately, 6 teams in the AFC won 5 games or fewer. We never have that many.
The only thing that makes going 3-14 palatable is getting the number 1 pick or getting the number 2 pick or getting the number 3 pick. I think you're playing with mercury there, and I don't think you need to. I think the NBA or NFL parity is right where it needs to be.
The Colts have released a statement. So yesterday they released one of their videos, one of the schedule release videos, and it had an incident with Tyreek Hill. And he was a little Minecraft figure, and he was out in the boat, and it was a whole what do you do? And they said that they removed their schedule release video because it exceeded their rights with Microsoft and included the insensitive clip involving Tyreek Hill. But they really honed in on the idea that they... used the Microsoft IP and they weren't able to do that and get away with it. Tyreek Hill has responded and said he thought it was funny. It wasn't a big deal.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't... It's one of those things that happens in the NFL where people get overly sensitive on the behalf of somebody else. If Tyreek didn't have a problem, I actually did believe. Like, there were a couple, like, business people being like, this is an IP infringement. This could get you in serious trouble. This could cost you a lot of money. That's all the NFL cares about. Teams do not care about upsetting each other. I mean, look at the way the Browns addressed teams on their schedule. Look at how the Titans address teams. Schedule Rizzy, and the side effect for the Browns was diarrhea. They clearly do not care about what other teams think. So,
which I think should be in the spirit of it all. You should be able to make jokes. And I like the idea that Tyreek Hill was kind of cool with it. He just kind of rolled with it and went along with it.
I mean, in fairness, Tyreek is like one more bad situation away from being Antonio Brown.
Well, I think that's kind of what he's setting himself up for, right? Like, I can laugh along with it because one day I'm gonna post jokes on Twitter like Antonio Brown does.
Have the insert insensitive thing of the day.
Yeah, and I can't be sensitive Sally if I'm going to try to play that role.
Omaha! All right. I saw a tweet by a guy showing a giant Plinko board, of course, from The Price is Right, that Costco is selling. Would you want a life-size Plinko board?
What would I do with it? I mean, is it like you have people over at your house, and then you serve them burgers, and you have some beers, and you just play Plinko? It sounds kind of fun, but
okay, I was going to say, I heard judgment there, and you just described
it. It sounds kind of fun. I don't know. People are like, oh, we're going to play on the giant Plinko board. I think that sounds great for maybe like two or three times. Does that stay fun 10 times in?
I mean, you can turn it into Drinko at any point you wish.
Drinko's cool. What are they charging for this Plinko board?
I did not see the price. I'm going to tell you, it's got to be a pretty penny.
What was your favorite game on The Price is Right?
Plinko. Or the Yodeler.
I like the Yodeler.
That guy was a little cocky for my liking, but I like the Yodeler. Plinko.
He was a very cocky little guy, wasn't he?
I also just like the Showcase Showdown. Like, you ever see when somebody hits the double showcase?
Oh, yeah, it's always great.
It's great, unless you're that other person.
Well,
that has to be the opposite of what winning the lottery feels like.
Getting that close?
Yeah, and getting that close, and then somebody winning not just their prize, but your prize as well.
What game do you think you'd do the best on? I'd have to do something like the mini putt game
Say the mini putt game is it that I think I could do okay.
I think I'd be awful at the actual over under price.
Oh, like the
comparison
on the
of
panel?
All that. No, not the panel. Once you get past the panel, sometimes they do the higher or the lower games.
Yeah, that's a game for overthink. That's a game that's not kind of overthinkers.
Also, the roll the dice game that they always give away a car on. I think that would be a pretty fun game to play because it takes very little skill. You're just rolling the dice and then going higher or lower.
Oh, see, that's the one that would, knowing that there's a car at stake, would just.
It's always a car at stake for that one, though. Like, that's the one that you're like, great, I got the dice game. Let's do this.
But I'm going to tell you, if I could play Plinko and I just got one of those center spots, I would just. Or. You do the wheel and you get you land on $1 twice.
Yeah.
I could die happy in either of those or both those scenarios.
So I did some research on it and I found that it's misleading because the shot, the camera or the picture of it.
Yeah, take it from the base.
Yeah.
It always makes it look bigger.
But it's 3.5 feet tall.
Wait, the Plinko board?
The Plinko board is 3.5 feet tall.
Wait, the real Plinko
board? The one at Costco is 3.5 feet tall.
The one at Costco is 3.5 feet tall. And again, the photo was taken so close to the actual board that it's misleading.
No,
that's not even fun.
And the guy called it a giant Plinko board.
That guy is now a jerk and a liar. And
we should all spam him immediately.
I think so. The only kind of Plinko board I want.
Doxing's a little too far for people. Yeah, in this instance,
except for this clown.
Dox him. Get him fired.
One problem that I stumbled upon led to another problem that's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.